Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. Thanks for being here. It is good to have you. My name is Jeff, here till 8 o'clock, and we'd like to tell you about the good shows coming up, and there are a few this weekend. In fact, three of them on the same damn day coming up. Saturday, you gotta get a good sleep Friday night, because Saturday is going to be a long day of shows. First coming up is a couple of shows at the Stu Dome. You know, that other guy from that other station hosts some pretty decent host concerts, and he's got this band from Edmonton. I'm going to play them for you in just a second. They're pretty swell. They're called Postscript. I get that wrong every time. Postscript is what they're called. They're playing at 3 o'clock and at 8 o'clock, so you have two chances to see them, and they're pretty swell, so you want to do that. What I'm going to do, I'm going to be at the 3 o'clock show, and their biggest fan, Jeremy Robson, might be in attendance, as long as the play date doesn't go late. And I think I'm going to take Lucy down there to celebrate. Lucy finally, after a seemingly nonstop string of bad news and misery and despair, got some good news today, and we're pretty darn excited about that. So happy day, Lucy. Come on down to the Stu Dome. I'll buy you all the chips and snacks you can eat, even though I don't buy them. But I'll buy your ticket. That'll be fun, huh? So then at 8 o'clock, I'm going to head on over to the Big Walker Theater and see Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. If you need me, I'll be in the front row right at the center, just so you know. You know, so come find me, or just throw things at the back of my head. At least I don't have the glare on the back of my head like that other guy does when he sits there, you know. So I got the hair, so no glare. So, you know, we'll play some Blackie. And then after Blackie, I bet we could all head down to the Times Changed, and hopefully we can still get in to see one of the best bands in the land, the 24th Street Wailers, back again at the Times Changed. So that's a pretty solid evening of music right there. And, why don't we play you something from, all those folks, sure. I'll commit to that. We'll kick it off with Postscript from Edmonton. They're bilingual. They're cute. They're fun, they're perky, and talented. I hate them. From their album, If Not For You, here they are. Playing the Stu Dome on Saturday. Look it up somewhere on Facebook, I guess. You'll find out.
Nothing wrong. If not for you, life wouldn't be much. If not for you, I don't think I'd be much. If not for you.
impossibly sweet postscript. You can catch him in some joker's living room on Saturday twice. You have two chances, 3 o'clock, 8 o'clock. You know, look up the details on Facebook, or you email me, or give me a call, and I'll hook you up. It's going to be pretty swell. They're pretty fun. It's a couple of tracks there from there. If Not For You, we heard the title track, and that one was Impossible. Yes, it's going to be impossible to get as many songs in as I want from this next band. One of my favorites. Oh, man. Well, you know what? They frustrate me, man. I love all these guys individually. And when they get together and do live shows, they're phenomenal. They're some of my favorite live shows of all time, or just by these guys. It's just every time you see them together, it's explosive. It's wonderful. It's amazing. But ever since their first two records, they just can't put together a great record, and that frustrates me. The first two records are so great. We'll hear something off their second record, which is technically two records. So maybe, you know, their second and I don't know. Kings of Love is just an outstanding record. And right now we're going to hear something off their debut, Higher Hurtin'. It was meant to be just a one-off tribute to the late, great Willie P. Bennett. But they had so much fun, and it sounded so good that they just kept going. And man, am I glad. Still tickets available Saturday night at the Big Walker Theater. Come on, train. No, that's not the right one. See, that was anticlimactic. This is better. It's Blackie. Thanks, Tom.
Like a no man's gun, likewise with anyone. It's not so dangerous, it's not a smart thing to do. But if I had my choice, I'd take away his voice. Tell him I might be a clown, but I sure ain't no fool. Everyone seems to be waiting for some deep thought or emotion, someone to get the devotion of what they do. But they don't understand. When they find that man, he'll be doing it for himself, he ain't doing it for you. Come on, train, can't you see I'm waiting here? Come on, train. Come on, train, can't you see I'm freezing here? Come on, train. Three's one too many, one is one too few. Just makes me lonely, and I can't get along with you. Man standing by the highway, lonesome as can be. Man standing by the boxcar looks a lot like me. This time I got to go all the way, and if I don't make it, you can't say I'm faking, or did it matter what I say? Come on. Come on, train, can't you see I'm freezing here? Come on, train.
joints, talk about our old friends, dead or alive, our stories never end. Turn an old look on the back page, there's Johnny Go-Go, looks like he'll never age. Sits in the park house, drinking beer and landing flies, just afternoon, waiting for the trouble boys. That's just the way. What about his ex-wife? Ask himself the same things when they turn out the lights. I still remember the first time I saw him sing. Two black eyes from a knuckle and a biker's ring. Climbing up the speakers, hanging from the Bala rafters. Hamilton Punk King swinging to his own disaster. That's just the way. Right out the window, three floors down, cause they cut off a cable, then took the same fall, fireball on Hunter Street, landed on the sidewalk, looked just like a chicken wing. It was a heartfelt night, it was raining, Tim told us the whole story, hanging at the gas station. I never wanted to hear that description, but now I know what is and isn't fiction. That's just the way it is here, no less and no more severe. That's just the way it is here, so pull up your socks and lean on your peers. That's just the way.
Steel mill light, good Lord, swinging by the steel mill light. That's what I like. That's
think about where you're going. Sometimes I feel so free, Lord, when I have a chance to be alone. Lately I have been feeling like a king who's been
to blame. So what am I gonna do if I can't have you? Yeah, what am I gonna do if I can't have you?
Listen to Colin Linden play guitar all night, and I think I might do that on Saturday. Looking forward to it. Black King and the Radio Kings. That's If I Can't Have You, featuring Lucinda Williams on that one from the Kings and Queens record. Before that, Willie P's classic. Well, that one's not really a classic, but damn it, it should be. Sometimes It Comes So Easy from the Let's Frolic Again record. We heard That's What I Like from the Let's Frolic record. The classic Lean on Your Peers from the stellar Kings of Love double album. And from that timeless debut, Come On Train, Mr. Willie P. Bennett. And you'll hear a bunch of those and many more Saturday night at the big Walker Theater. That's where you find me. I'll see you there. And then maybe after, if I'm still standing, maybe, we'll stumble over and see if we can't catch this band. Always so good. 24th Street Whalers.
Dark and lonely am I feel like I'm gonna die. Where is my lover? The clouds are soon gone. dark and lonely am I. Dark and lonely am I.
And they hit the mark every time. That's the 24th Street Wailers playing Saturday night at the Old Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. That's Aim to Please from their first album, Wicked, and from their second album, Where Evil Grows. We heard the title track. Man, I love that guitar solo. Oh, so beautiful. That guy's not in the band anymore, though. That's too bad. They're still great. Check them out Saturday night. They were a big hit last year at the Trout Forest Music Festival. And what do you know? The lineup, most of it anyway, for that festival is out. And it's another doozy coming up August 11th to 13th in Ear Falls, Ontario. Not that far. You get the Weber Brothers featuring former 24th Street Wailer, Emily Burgess. Ridley Bent, Tara Lightfoot, Joey Landreth, Michael Johnston, and King Creosote. That's pretty cool. Jada Kelly's going to be there. JD and the Sunshine Band, the Fitzgeralds. Del Barber's going to be out there. The May Hemingways, Ryan Bolt from the Deep Dark Woods. Richard Inman, Tracy Kay. Who else do you care about? Matt Patershuk, Quentin Blair, Justin Lacroix. Oh, it's going to be good. Stay tuned for more details on that. I'll tell you more about it on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. And I'll be back next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Check out steelbeltedradio.com. And please stay tuned for Terry and Venus Envy coming up very shortly. Thanks for being here, everybody.